On the show today, we have CU Members Mortgage's very own Rick McLaughlin for this month's live Mortgage Monthly. And Rick talked all about kind of a fall mortgage update, where we are with the mortgage lending industry, and what's ahead for credit unions. Really interesting stuff here from Rick, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to another edition of Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. Thank you all for those who are joining us online and live. And for those who might miss or catch a portion of it, we're going to post the recording later today or first thing in the morning for you guys to see the whole program. We get to see Rick and all his expertise providing us with the great information that's going on out there in the ever-evolving world of mortgage lending. Oh my gosh. But let's do some introductions, shall we? Everybody, CU Members Mortgage's very own Rick McLaughlin. Rick, how are you? Hey,
good. I'm great today. Thank you.
Good, good. Glad to have you back on. You were on about 6 months or so ago. So now we get to get the update.
Yeah, a little update maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, there's always so much going on in mortgage lending. So I always enjoy having you guys on and not only educating our audience, but educating me as well. So there's a little bit of selfishness in there, but I really enjoy these. So, and I think our audience does as well. So without further ado, Rick, let's dive in, shall we?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So today we're talking about a fall mortgage update. Basically, where are we and what's ahead in the mortgage lending world? Mm-hmm. And obviously, again, CU Members Mortgage's Rick McLaughlin is joining us. So, Rick, great to have you back here, obviously. So, but the last time, like we said before, we spoke about 6 months ago. So right. A bit has changed in 6 months. I think that's the understatement of the year so far. But so inquiring minds want to know, Rick, what has changed in the last 6 months since we last spoke?
Well, you know, there's a lot that's changed. And before we kind of get into what's changed, I just want to let everybody know that's been dealing with the storms, Ida and forest fires. You know, there's a lot of our partners, because we're a nationwide lender. Yep. And a lot of our partners have been impacted by these storms and forest fires. And we're not seeing it, you know, as much on the news. Mm-hmm. But they're still impacted and they're still trying to recover. And so our thoughts and prayers continue to be with them.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I just talked to somebody in Washington State yesterday and they're still being affected by those fires. So thank you for bringing that up, Rick. I appreciate that. Yeah, thoughts and prayers for sure for all those folks, including Hurricane Ida. And oh my gosh, yeah. So our hearts go out to those folks.
Yeah, definitely. As far as what's changed, you know, in addition to the obvious, we've got the Delta variant. We've got the natural disasters that we're talking about here. But we continue to deal with this ever-increasing supply shortage and home inventory challenges. And I think as you think about the rebuilding efforts that's going to be required to deal with these natural disasters, we're going to see an increasing strain on resources and material. I think it was probably about a decade ago where there was just a number of factors that kind of led up to housing starts to just kind of have a decline. Mm-hmm. So even prior to COVID, you know, we were already trying to play catch up in the home building business. So if you add all this reconstruction efforts on top of the COVID related supply and labor shortages, you kind of get a better understanding of some of the challenges that are facing the housing market today.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that there was these the challenges were already there prior to COVID. I think we all saw like the acceleration of obviously the digital offerings going on, but gosh, all this other stuff, it seems like it just amplified everything. And so, definitely, like you said, this stuff was already there. So it's just crazy how it really amplified everything. So again, the last time we spoke, you mentioned that the Mortgage Bankers Association, otherwise known as the MBA, was projecting a decline in some mortgage activity. It seems like things are still booming out there. What are you seeing right now?
Yeah, things are still booming. And, you know, as a result, the MBA and everyone else that does these projections, they've had to revise them a few times.
Yeah.
But really, I think fundamentally, their outlook has kind of played out as predicted. Mm-hmm. It's just that rates have just stayed historically low. Mm-hmm. And so 2020 was a great year. And so 2021 is not projected to beat 2020. But refinance activity has just proven stronger than what anybody could anticipate. You know, but their projection as far as 2022 and 2023 haven't changed much. Mm-hmm. And so they're still projecting that decline to happen in the coming years in the refinance sector.
Yeah. Well, especially as I think in the rumor mill right now is like rates are supposed to creep up starting, I guess, late 2022, early 2023. That's at least from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. So you're probably hearing the same thing in the rumor mills as well, right?
Yeah, we're starting to see a little bit of early creep right now based on, you know, some of the things that the Fed is talking about as far as, you know, tapering, back a little bit. And so I think we just really got to, you know, see what they're saying and see, you know, what's going to happen with inflation and so forth. Yeah. That's going to determine where rates go. So,
yeah, it's going to be, I think the next 6 to 12, 18 months, so to speak, is going to be really, really interesting in your neck of the woods for sure in the mortgage lending world. So, yeah. So I'm guessing that the expected declines in mortgage lending will not be good news for credit unions. Is that right? Or how should we look at this?
You know, when we talked, you know, about 6 months ago, you know, the topic was, you know, shifting to purchase money mortgage.
Yeah.
And that advice hasn't changed. I mean, so the projections that we were talking about back then, you know, we're still talking about them now. You know, refinances is going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so purchase volumes are projected to kind of stay flat over the next several years, kind of pretty close to what they are today. And so that's kind of where the focus needs to be. And so kind of try to move away from, you know, being a refinance shop and start working on building your purchase money business.
Yeah, it seems like the pendulum swings from one end to the other end these days. So it's, but you guys are right there on top of it. So credit unions have no fear. CU members mortgage is here. So yeah. So pardon me, that was my underdog days. When I was a kid, I love that cartoon. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. Hey, so again, I recall correctly that when we spoke the last time, your number one recommendation was that credit unions should be in the mortgage business. And if they are not, they needed to get there quickly. So, so if the mortgage industry is going to see a decline in the volume, should credit unions still think about getting into the mortgage business?
Oh, you bet. I mean,
okay, good.
You know, an industry decline in volume just means that the pie gets a little bit smaller. And that just means that CU slash that pie becomes that much more valuable. So I would say everyone should agree in the financial services world that the mortgage loan is by far the stickiest product that a credit union can offer.
Completely.
I mean, it provides the best cross-selling opportunity. You get the most data. And really that mortgage loan to your member is probably the thing that creates the greatest amount of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important aspect for the future of the credit union. The point that I want to make is members need to view the credit union as their trusted source for all of their lending needs, especially a mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess a better way to say it would be that credit unions should at least be offering mortgages. So it doesn't mean they have to go it alone. There are plenty of resources available for those smaller shops. And I don't think any credit union is too small to at least have home loans on their menu.
Agreed. I mean, you think about it. At the minimum, it's a 30-year relationship. So, and like you said, it's a super sticky relationship. So,
right. So
the advice you gave in March is still sound today, right?
You bet.
Oh, good. Well, credit unions, you heard Rick. Let's get out there and lend some money for some homes out there. A lot of people are still looking. So what other or additional advice do you have for credit unions in this area?
Yeah, I'm really thankful. We've finally had an opportunity to get out and meet folks in person. And, you know, being on the road the last few months, I've had an opportunity to talk to a number of credit unions. And the questions I get are pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. They'll tell me, hey, Rick, you know, our share growth is just through the roof. But our loan to share ratio is taking a hit because auto loans are just too hard to come by these days.
Yeah.
So now we want to get into the mortgage business. So I hope that the message that we gave, you know, back in March is being heard. But we just have to remind credit unions that mortgage is a long game. So there's not instant results in the mortgage business. It takes time to build that out.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. So what suggestions do you have for credit unions to grow their mortgage lending program? If, you know, ones that are already established in there or ones that are diving in right now, what advice do you have for them?
You know, when I'm talking to a credit union, I like to start out with a question and see where the conversation goes. I'll say, you know, does every employee, every member, every prospective member in your community, do they recognize you as a preferred source for real estate lending, especially those first-time home buyers? And then kind of see what the response is. But typically that conversation is going to go to marketing. And I recommend credit unions that want to be active in the mortgage space.
Mm-hmm.
They need to market that mortgage program 24/7, 365. I mean, mortgage lending should always be front and center on all the platforms that they use and that the member uses to interact with the credit union. Mm-hmm. So physical branch, online, you really just want your members to know and those in your community to think of you first when it comes to finding a home loan. And of course, there's a lot of strategies to accomplish that. You know, as far as platforms go, probably the most important one is the credit union website. Mm-hmm. So I'll let them know, before you go spend a lot of money on marketing, let's make sure your website is fresh, it's easy to navigate, and for today's consumer, it needs to be optimized for mobile.
Yeah. Oh, completely. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause I mean, you think about it when you drive, somebody drives by a house and we're like, oh my gosh, that's the one we want. That's it. That's it. That you got to be mobile ready for that. So, I mean, especially with the younger generations where they live, I mean, actually, I think that's going to be generation agnostic now because I think everybody lives on their phone now. So, you got to have that mobile presence for sure, for sure. So having said that though, it sounds like that marketing is a key proponent in this area or a key factor in this area, right?
If it's not the key, it's definitely important as a very important aspect of the total offering. Mm-hmm. And so for my partners that I've seen really embrace that, I've really seen it pay dividends for them. But the fact is you really need to embrace the marketing. And then you need to make sure that you've got a good team that can execute it.
Yep, completely, completely. All righty, Rick, any other advice for credit unions wanting to build their brand in the mortgage space?
No, like I mentioned, it takes a commitment. And that commitment really needs to incorporate everyone in the credit union. Mm-hmm. So from the board all the way down to the frontline staff. And again, like I said, the better they market the program, the better the results will be at driving that business. Mm-hmm. And social media and digital advertising are providing the best ROI right now. But those aren't without risk. So my last piece of advice would be to make sure credit unions have the staff or a marketing partner that not only understands the best practices for digital marketing, mm-hmm. but can also help the credit union navigate the compliance and the risk related to social media. And that navigating that risk, that's definitely another topic in itself.
Oh, completely. Yeah, that's a whole nother show for sure. And in this area, or is this an area in which CU Members Mortgage can help out as well?
Yeah, we have some things that we do to help out our partners today. And even anyone that wants to kind of like and follow us can use some of our resources. You know, we're not set up or designed to be a marketing firm, but the resources that I would recommend is we have a blog page. So if somebody goes to our website, they can click a link to the blog. I think a direct link is cumembersmatters.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we post a lot of great content that can be shared on the credit union's website. Mm-hmm. And we're a big proponent ourselves of using social media. And so we like LinkedIn and Facebook are probably the two platforms that you'll see us the most on. And so I recommend credit unions like and follow us there. And then the material that we put out, they can like, share, use as their own. And if there's a credit union out there that doesn't have maybe a good marketing team or a marketing team, we've got Allison Barksdale, who runs our marketing division. She put together a marketing mortgages digitally video, mm-hmm. and that's out on YouTube. And it just gives some good basic advice on what to do if you're going to advertise on social media. And I'd be happy to share that link with anybody that wants to reach out to me. And I think the last thing that we do is we've got a marketing library. Partners can subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. And what it just has content that we can customize for the credit union. And so talking to a credit union yesterday, actually, that was saying, you know what? We don't have the opportunity to create our own material. Mm-hmm. And so for a credit union like that, it would be good just to use our marketing library. Talk to us, we'll customize it. And just to make sure that, you know, we follow all the RESPA guidelines, we ask that they, you know, pay for that as a subscription.
Yeah.
But it's very affordable.
Yeah, indeed. And based on what you just said there, Rick, that, I mean, that's a lot to offer. And it sounds like you're teetering on a marketing firm.
No. We're way, way far away from that. There are firms that are out there do a great job. And, you know, I've been at some of the conventions here recently. There's a few partners out there that are really engaged in supporting the different leagues. And so I recommend that credit unions get out there and go to those league meetings and meet with those vendors that provide those services.
Yeah. I'm just messing with you a little bit there, but that said though, I mean, you guys still offer more than most. So well done on that. And I think credit unions can really take advantage of that for sure. So, alrighty, Rick, anything else to wrap up here? Because there's a lot of ground to cover. I think we just scratched the surface here of what's going on in the last 6 months. So anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I think just to summarize, it's still a focus of purchase money. So if you want to grow your mortgage department in the new climate that we're mm-hmm. going to see over the next several years, I don't want to. We talk about the fact that there's shortages and so forth, but the volume is still going to be there on the purchase money side. So I don't want people to think, oh, well, there's a shortage and I'm not going to get purchase money business. It's still going to be there. And a lot of those projections, those shortages and the difficulties that we're having with supply, a lot of that's already baked into some of these projections. So hopefully the projections will actually be higher, but get the purchase money business. And if you want it, you got to make sure that your members know that you offer mortgages. And that's pretty much it. I mean, focus on purchase money and make sure you market. And the point is if you like what you hear, it's just a matter of executing.
Yep. Indeed. And I, as you're talking though, Rick, each time I keep thinking about credit unions wanting to be that primary financial institution or that primary financial resource, mm-hmm. having a mortgage lending program is a major, I guess, key in accomplishing that goal, right? I mean, that's one of the big pieces of the pie, I guess, for lack of better terminology.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you get that mortgage, just the application alone, even if you don't fund the loan, you've got the application that asks everything about the member and their kids and their families. And so it's just a great resource to have a better understanding of what your members' needs might be.
Yeah.
And so I think some of the credit unions that I've talked to recently seem to do a really good job of looking at credit reports. Mm-hmm. Whenever they pull a credit report on their member and identifying, opportunities to recapture. And so when you go through that mortgage application process, you get a better understanding of, okay, well, what resources do they have for their assets and where are those assets at? Mm-hmm. So not only can you recapture some of their auto loans, you can also begin to be an advisor for them and say, hey, I noticed that, when we were going through this process, you've got assets here, you've got assets here, we can help you with that.
Right on.
And so the whole goal is to become that primary financial institution. And I think the mortgage, having that mortgage product and going through that process gives credit unions the best opportunity to start that cross-sell.
Mm-hmm. And it builds the trust. Just what you said, that advisor position that teacher position builds that trust for future business. So yeah, you're spot on there, Rick. Oh my gosh, good stuff. Oh my gosh, this was such great stuff today, Rick. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it, sir. Always good. Always good to see you as well.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's great partnering with you on this initiative.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. I mean, this is such a great education for our viewers, but selfishly, it's a great education for me too. So I really appreciate it. So, all right, everybody, thank you so much for attending today's live Mortgage Monthly, brought to you again by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. And we'll see you next month. We're going to send a little teaser here because Yvette Harad from CU Members Mortgage mm-hmm. is going to be here next month talking about tackling mortgage processing, what it takes to win big, kind of a football analogy or a football theme to this one, because Yvette's a big football fan. But Yvette's going to be fantastic as well. So we hope to see you guys in another month, about 30 days or so. So until then, have a great day, and we'll see you next month.